Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. All right, back another week. Feeling good about this week. Good morning, studio.
Good morning.
Spent my weekend in the wonderful state of Massachusetts. Did a stand-up show in Boston. I love Boston. I was in Northampton. It's just good people up there, so... that's what I did. Everybody, I'm glad. Amy, glad to see your face.
You too.
Your adoption party was this weekend.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, thinking about it.
Wait, no, it was all girls.
I know. That's why I thought I should have invited.
Okay, and you had a stand-up show.
I know. Let's go to Matt in D.C. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
What's up, buddy? Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me on the air. It's actually pretty nice to get to talk to you.
Okay. So what would you like to say? I'm glad it's early in the morning. You picked up the phone. What's up?
So I've done 4 years in the Marines, a tour in Afghanistan. I've been a volunteer firefighter for just about 10 years, and I'm in the hiring process now to become a county sheriff or deputy sheriff. And I just wanted to say that it's really nice to see somebody that's in your position that stands up for the military and first responders like you do, and the way that you do and the support that you show them is really, really cool to see somebody that actually does that. Especially with everything that's going on nowadays with all like the media crap and everything going on with that. So I just wanted to show my appreciation to you and the morning show for how you guys stand up for all that.
It's very kind of you to say it, but as I always say myself, I don't do crap, man. I don't have the hoo-ha's to be out there fighting for our country. Like, I'm a wimp. I don't have the hoo-ha's to be out there, you know, every day on the streets making sure that, you know, people are safe. So yeah, I appreciate it because, like, I need it, and I don't do it. And so I appreciate you, what you've done, and everybody out there that serves and responds. Man, nothing but respect for you guys. So thanks, Matt, for the call. But again, I don't think it's about me. It's always awesome when I go to shows and people give me their coins.
Yeah,
that's a really cool thing for me, and I always really appreciate that. Matt, hey, thank you. Have a great day, man. Thank you for the call.
You too, guys.
All right, see you later. Yeah, I mean, I would. I'd say that every hour if I could. I guess I can. How about we do it?
Every hour.
Back at it. By the way, you can subscribe to our show and to the Bobbycast if you go over to iTunes and search, type it in, and subscribe to the channel, and it'll come right to your phone or computer, whatever. So just go search Bobbycast or Bobby Bones Show. All the podcasts go up right there.
Wow.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
I see you, Barbara and Douglas Fink. And not really because they did anything awesome in their own hearts, but just for being the luckiest people. They won the lottery for the third time.
Ugh.
The third time?
Yeah, the third time. Mm. Douglas had previously won $128,000 in 1989. In 2010, the couple won $100,000. They just won the lottery for the third time for $6.1 million.
Oh, my goodness. See, you never give up. Never give up.
I mean, they're just like straight lucky.
That's crazy. Lunchbox plays a lottery every 2 weeks, like takes his paycheck. Does
that makes me so jealous and so happy for them.
You're not happy for them, are you?
I mean, not really.
All right. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. An Alaska Airlines flight headed from Sacramento to San Diego was forced to make an emergency landing. The warning light said there was a fire on board. There weren't any flames. Luckily, everybody is okay. In recall news, Fresh Express, the salads have been recalled. A dead bat was found in one. Take your salads back for a full refund. And finally in sports, Sergio Garcia won the Masters, his first ever major championship, so congrats to him.
I was sitting in a traffic light before work, and it would not turn green. And it wasn't a flasher like you said that.
Oh, yeah.
It was a real-life red light.
Yeah.
So I reverse it, and I drive back, and I drive forward, and I drive back, and I drive forward, and it doesn't turn green.
So you just go, right?
I didn't because it was a left turn. So I drive back, I drive forward.
Do the same thing.
Do you guys do that?
All the time.
Yeah. And I'm not even sure if it's a sensor there for the time. Drive back, drive forward, drive back, drive forward.
Yeah, it's a good move.
And so finally it hit, but I was wondering if it was because I drove back, drove forward, or if I just got the timer here. Because I think it wasn't at a really like crazy cross section where they would have a sensor or a camera. So there was a, do you guys drive back, drive
forward? I'm a firm believer on the drive back, drive forward.
The problem is if someone's behind you, you can't drive back, drive forward.
Excuse me. Let's.
Oh, but what you do sometimes is you wait for someone to drive up behind you and hopefully they trigger it.
Right.
Because that's the thing too.
That's why you're going back.
Yes.
Back like three cars.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's what it is. You have to act like more than one.
Exactly.
It won't change for just one car?
Correct.
I'll drive back, drive forward.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Back at it. Bringing the good news on a Monday. This is about positivity. It's called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Love police officers. If you're listening and you're a police officer, I love what you do. I appreciate you every single day taking risks to keep us safe. And for all you police officers that go above and beyond, you can do even extra like this here. These officers in Texas are taking American Sign Language classes so they can better serve their communities. Because now about 15% of Americans are deaf or hard of hearing. So Collin County, Texas sheriff deputies are all going to sign language classes so they can learn how to talk to people who are hard of hearing.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool? Like extra.
Above and beyond. Like,
do extra. That is awesome. Amy, you're up.
Well, you know, Oregon State Police, they took an oath to protect and serve.
Yeah, we love police.
Even if it's baby ducklings. Yeah. So a mama duck and her little baby ducklings were crossing the street at an intersection when two ducklings were swept into the drain. But don't worry, the state police were called and city workers too, and they were able to reach in there with a net and rescue the two ducklings. They were reunited with their mother and siblings, and they waddled away unharmed.
It's cute.
Waddle, waddle, waddle.
I wonder if they appreciated it, though.
I bet they did.
I bet they did.
They probably went back and told all their other duck friends.
You think so?
You guys. Yeah. The police, the city, they're here to protect and serve.
Think about that. Lunchbox, you're up.
Man, Facebook is saving lives. There was this lady, she was pregnant, and she just wrote on her status, "Oh my goodness, I'm itching all over my body." Well, someone on her Facebook said, "Well, if you are itching and you're pregnant, it could be," and I don't even know how to say, "coleostasis, and it affects the unborn baby." So she went to the doctor, and they're like, "We got to deliver this baby early. Deliver the baby."
Wow, Facebook?
Because it's life-threatening to the baby.
Wow.
That's awesome.
See, Facebook's a good place.
Sometimes.
Occasionally.
In this instance, yes.
And this one time.
I guess if you're itching.
Oh, there you go. I was ready for him to say, and that's your bonehead story.
No, it's not a bonehead. It's real.
I don't know what else you want me to say. Facebook saving lives.
There
you go. Hey, by the way, if you go to iTunes and you search BobbyCast and you can subscribe, come by. Luke Laird, probably, I mean, if not the biggest, one of the biggest writers. But Dirks has come by the house and Jake Owens come by the house.
Oh, wow. That's going to be two good ones. That's a good one.
Three good ones. Wow.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Three. one.
I just love songwriters. And so maybe that's not your jam. We've learned that. You're not really into the songwriting?
I appreciate them because they make it happen. Yeah. Without them, there would
Did
be
Did you hear
no,
what she said?
The music.
There's going to be one really good one. My goodness.
So anyway, just go to iTunes and subscribe and type in BobbyCast and subscribe. And there you go. Dang.
And Luke Lynn.
Yeah. Was in Boston on Friday night. And I probably haven't been out twice in 2 years. But a lot of people from the company, a lot of people from all over came to watch the show. And so we went to the Cheers bar afterward.
So cool.
Making your way in the
so
world
awesome.
Today takes
it. And it was cool to take the picture outside by the sign, but inside is very tiny. It doesn't actually look like the Cheers bar inside.
Really?
Yeah. But it was nice. It wasn't super packed or anything. I thought it'd be like all tourists.
Yeah.
It really wasn't. But we had fun. I had a water. It was on the rocks, though. And they closed at midnight. I kept hoping they played this song at midnight. Yeah. So I waited around. It was like 11:40. And I was like, you know, I don't feel tired. But I want to hear the song. And 12 o'clock hit and nothing. They didn't play it.
Nothing?
Like, how do you not play that? Unless you have to pay money for it.
Right.
Today
I went to Cheers Bar.
You've got.
That was Friday night. And Saturday night, and I'll tell you more about it later, some guy yells out in the middle of my stand-up show, I'm going to shoot you.
No.
Not to me, to a whole...
Oh, boy.
I had to stop the show. I tweeted and Instagrammed and Snapchatted it and the whole thing. And I was just like, I had to apologize because I was like, I've never stopped a stand-up show before. But there were two fights. It was nuts. We were in Western Massachusetts, and guys like, I'll shoot you. And I was like, whoa. Stop everything. I just sat down on the stage and waited. And I'll tell you about it later. But afterward, I went out, and I was meeting a lot of the listeners behind the after the show, and I was like, okay, let's all be careful here.
Well, here after the show, everybody promises not say, I will not shoot Bobby.
The cops came. If you look at my Twitter, you'll see all the cops outside the theater.
They said, I'll shoot you.
Yeah, he told her, I'll shoot you because they got into a fight.
Oh my goodness,
yep. And ooh. I had and Mike Signs was working, yeah, right, and he was right by it. And he was like, you'll never... And I had
wow.
to stop, but I had to stop the show inside this big theater. And I could, and it was dark out there. It was wild, man. And then my speaker popped, and it sounded like a gunshot right around that time.
That's terrible.
The whole night was crazy. I'll tell you that coming up in a little bit.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Lauren Elena has a lot to celebrate. Road Less Traveled hit the top of the charts, and it's her first number one, which is pretty exciting. Jason Aldean's Any Old Barstool went to number two, and Sam Hunt's Body Like a Back Road jumps two spots to number three. So William Michael Morgan and Jennifer Wayne have called off their engagement. They announced their separation on social media this weekend, asking for privacy at this time. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Two men needed to get to the courthouse because one guy had to pick up an ankle monitor, you know, for, you know, supervision purposes. They're like, man, we don't have a ride. I got it. We'll steal a car.
Oh, wow.
So they stole a car. Only problem is it had a GPS tracking device. And police were like, man, that's going right to the courthouse. So they just waited. When they walked up, arrested them for the stolen car.
Oh, they stole a car to get to the courthouse to get an ankle bracelet to monitor their actions.
Yes.
I mean, it all makes sense because it's a bunch of dumb moves from a dumb group of people.
Yeah.
But wow.
One bad decision leads to another bad decision leads to jail. Mm. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Maybe you guys will remember Shannon. Shannon called in and was like, I got a job interview. Will you please play me a motivational song? And Shannon's on right now. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, how's it going?
It was good. And I said, hey, whatever happens, will you please call us back and let us know, right?
You did, yep.
All right, so what happened?
So I interviewed for two jobs the day that I talked with you, and two people in my class heard me on the radio and texted me good luck. And one of the nurses on the floor that I was interviewing for heard me on the radio and called the nurse manager and told her that someone was really excited to come interview at their floor.
So basically,
wow.
I mean, just saying, so basically we got you the job, huh?
Yeah, I got offers from both of the floors that I interviewed on, and I've accepted a job as a nurse at Duke Children's Hospital.
Yay! Obviously, we didn't get you the job, but that's funny they listen. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I actually just booked a trip to celebrate to go to Nashville in June.
Well, party on, and you'll probably see Eddie and Lunchbox out partying. That's what they do. Do you remember the song that it was?
Yeah, Seven Nation Army.
That's right. So that's when you do something big now, you got to hit that song again. Mm-hmm. This is the pump-up song. Shannon, congratulations. That's awesome. Shannon and Raleigh getting the job there. Woo! My pump-up song right here. That's what I walk out to when I do my stand-up shows. And the crowd starts clapping. I'm like, stop clapping. I got to come out and talk. Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back. So George Clooney was doing a bunch of work at his house, and so there was a lot of noise, a lot of renovations, and so they knew it was putting their neighbors out just to have boom, 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 not even through the whole night, just in the daytime. So they went and gave all their neighbors $50,000.
Wow. Well, I knew it was going to be something crazy, but I didn't think it was going to be $50,000.
They also gave them a really expensive vacuum cleaner and a 6-week stay at a luxury hotel.
What?
Is that just for their troubles?
Yeah.
Huh. That's so
trouble. Listen, my neighbor, and I had to move, but my neighbor at my condo that I lived, he was beating on his doors and walls all the time, and then he busted a pipe, and it flooded the entire building, and I still can't.
No, he got you something.
Yeah, edible arrangements.
Yeah.
Remember?
Don't even get me started on edible arrangements.
Well, I mean,
aside from this, first of all, it pretty much ruined the whole building. Like, it flooded the whole building. Like, I still don't live. I'm never living there again. And it's just still being constructed. Like, I have to go there today after the show just to look at it.
Wow.
Like, I still have it and have to pay a mortgage on it. And insurance covered it for a bit, but not anymore.
Too bad he's not George Clooney.
He did. Yeah. George Clooney gives people $50,000. I got some bad pineapple.
And a flooded apartment.
Yeah.
That edible arrangement, there's nothing you can do with it. Like, you try to eat it all at once because otherwise you can't put it in your refrigerator.
Oh, right.
It doesn't fit.
Right.
So you're like, well, I must eat it all, or at least enough of it to fit in. And then it's like a bad Tetris game where you're trying to fit it in the middle of the... Ugh. You eat all the chocolate-covered berries first. Mm-hmm. And then you just see what happens.
Yeah.
It does. It looks exciting when you get it, though, doesn't it? Like, you get it and you're like, it's about to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like prom. You're like, it's about to be amazing. It's like to be the greatest thing ever. And then all of a sudden, it's you're just looking for someone to eat your pineapple. You know what I mean? Just like prom. Just begging.
So sad.
There's a man who's fined $190 for failing to put a leash on the snakes.
Oh.
Wait.
What?
Which, by the way, there's a python that's coming in on Wednesday.
Yes.
And Lunchbox will hold it as part of his bet. He's got 60 seconds to hold the python. The zoo that has the snake has said that they would like 60 seconds to talk about snakes first. I was totally down with that.
Yeah.
Because I have no problem with snakes.
Sure.
And I think it's snake education. And so Lunchbox, who, that's his fear, lost a bet. We gave him 3 or 4 ways to get out of it. They'll be in Wednesday, and he will hold the python. And if for some reason he doesn't hold it for 60 seconds, he has to wrap it around his neck and we tie him down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how you feeling? You been thinking about that a lot?
Oh, I've been thinking about it all weekend about this is going to be the worst week of my life.
Of your life?
Of my life. I am so terrified, and Wednesday I might be sick.
Would you rather it happen today?
No.
Would you rather it happen Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's not going to. It's still going to be Wednesday regardless. But yeah, the guy got a ticket because his pythons were not on a leash, and an animal control officer said, you got to have all your pets on a leash here. This is that clip.
The animal control officer literally said, you know, go get a rope, tie it around your snake, and that'd be sufficient. I was dumbfounded. I didn't know that snakes literally had to be on a leash or some type of containment like that. You know, that's not some everyday law that you hear.
I mean, do you ever just go rolling out with your snakes, though? That's also weird.
Exactly. Is he out walking the snake?
Sometimes
understand.
They have them around their neck and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I don't see anybody with them around their neck.
I don't either.
Like, I've never, unless it's like someone showing off they have a snake around their neck for money.
Oh.
I've never seen.
That's what I was picturing in my head.
Like a guy in the corner. In about an hour, the Raging Idiots debut a new parody to Body Like a Back Road.
Yeah!
Called Body's Feeling So Old. So I gotta get my voice. Me. How's your voice?
It's good. Yours all right?
Me.
Hey, it's your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Amy had her adoption shower, and Everybody brought kids' books to your adoption shower?
Yeah, I didn't know that the hosts had asked anybody coming to bring books for the kids. So it was perfect because I'd set up their reading nook, but I was like, there's no books. And people are, you know, probably going to get toys or different things. But everybody showed up with a book.
I sent a book. Did you guys all send books?
Yeah, we sent books.
Yeah,
what
everybody.
What did you send, Eddie?
Gosh, I don't remember.
Oh, you don't know. Yeah, it was like your favorite kids' book.
Well, no, I know. My wife picked it.
Oh.
And the boys did.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what it was.
Junior picked
the boys
out
picked it, too. But I don't remember.
So that whatever balloon thing they gave, everyone was like, those are awesome.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
We did, like, Alice in Wonderland. We did Tom Sawyer. We did
Tom
all
Tom Sawyer?
Like,
they did a whole package.
Yeah, it's like a whole package, like books. Kid version. It's
oh,
like
a kid version of Tom Sawyer. I was
yes.
Like,
not the whole.
You did,
like,
did 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yeah, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
You did Moby Dick. Dang.
But they're the little kid version.
Yeah, kid versions of these.
He didn't say that. All he said was Tom Sawyer. I was
sorry.
Like, wait, what?
Grant Gatsby.
I guess I didn't know there was not a kid version.
The Old Testament.
My kids are really advanced.
I just sent over the places you'll go from Dr. Seuss. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to read.
I knew which one you were sending before I even opened it. Once I figured out there was that theme, I was like, oh, I know what Bobby's is.
And then Lindsay sent over one too. I didn't know hers. Hers was like, I love you, Canada Maple Leaf.
No, it wasn't, but it was cute.
I don't know what it was.
All the books were great.
Is it the kid version of Tom Sawyer?
I didn't realize there was an adult version because
yes,
you guys all freaked out. I thought.
And Huckleberry Finn.
I don't think I've ever read that.
Do you know who wrote them?
Yeah. Mark Twain. Is that right? Or is it, no, yeah, that's right.
Who else would you think it was? If you had to go
I almost said Tom Sawyer, but I think he's in the book.
Yeah, he's a character. Yeah.
No, it was a biography. Tom Sawyer wrote it about himself.
It was Mark Twain. Is that all he did? Was he anybody? Did he have two names?
Yeah, Samuel Clemens was his real name.
Ah, man. See, I knew it.
But he didn't use that name.
Why?
I don't know. It's just a pen name.
That's weird because there are schools called Samuel Clemens.
Probably named after Samuel Clemens.
Yeah, why not name it Mark Twain?
Because that's not a real person.
Oh, man.
But there probably are Mark
so
Twain.
So it's like Garth Brooks and Chris Gaines?
Kind of.
Kind
more
of. Like a
pseudonym? I mean listen, my real name's not Bobby Bones.
It'd be more like Bobby Bones.
Oh,
it'd be more like Bobby
like
Bones
yeah.
than a
okay.
whole other, yeah.
yeah.
So how many books did you get?
Countless.
Too
I don't
many?
Know,
so
at
awesome.
Least
She's
probably.
Got too many books.
Yeah.
Probably over 30 because that's how many people like and some people get multiple books so who knows probably like 50 it's so great now their little reading nook fully stocked
apparently Lunchbox sent in the bookmobile
hey.
Remember that thing
yes.
when it would drive to your school
yes.
the little library
Schooltastic or whatever
yeah. Man, I'll tell you the bookmobile when it came to school and then when they had the book fair for
oh,
a
yeah.
week
oh,
oh
sure.
my you kids don't even know what the
no.
book fair was
no,
like
no they still have it
they do
yeah
oh you kids still
you
know,
know.
What
yeah.
it's like. yeah
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
This is not a commercial. It is a commercial, but what I'm about to do is not a commercial. Because I like these Izzy Fusion drinks. And so I was like, yeah, I'll be happy to endorse them. Because we'll only endorse things that either we use or someone close to us uses. And so they hand me the commercial. And the one hasn't ran yet. But would you like to try to read it?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you try to read it.
Oh.
Read the commercial.
I don't want to show you up because I'm
Go
really
ahead.
Good at reading.
Go ahead.
Fizzy bubbles and a fusion of natural fruit juices come together in PepsiCo's new beverage, Izzy Fusions. I nailed it.
Not really. But it's the part, because even you hit it a bit. No, it's the part. Natural fruit fusion of natural fruit juices. Eddie, try it.
Oh, come on.
A fusion.
You know I'm going to mess this up.
Go ahead. Hit it hard. Like you're reading a commercial.
Fizzy bubbles and a fusion.
Get out of here. I'm done. Hit it, Lunch.
Oh, this is easy, guys.
Right, go
come
ahead.
On.
Go ahead.
Fizzy bubbles and a fusion of natural fruit juices come together
Pretty
in PepsiCo's
good.
New beverage, Izzy Fusions.
You don't have to read it all. Just read it from wow. the top, though. That's the whole point. Go ahead.
That's what I did.
Go ahead, from the very beginning.
Oh, fizzy bubbles and a fusion of natural fruit juices come together
yeah.
in PepsiCo's
wow.
new beverage, Izzy Fusions.
Okay,
nailed
okay.
it.
Look at that guy.
Fizzy fusion bubbles.
Dang. Well, you won that game. I see where the situation Mike Sorrentino's hit with an $8 million tax penalty.
And 15 years in jail, possibly.
Yeah. Him and his brother Mark were charged with violating tax laws.
Wow.
They're accused of tax evasion and structuring funds. This is like Lunchbox's hero.
Man, this is a bad situation.
Okay.
He
you said that off
that.
The air like three
yes.
times. I've seen it like on 7 News stories, too.
But I mean, I laugh every time.
His brother Mark, who's also his manager, is charged with falsifying records.
Oh.
They didn't pay taxes, and now they go to prison for like 20 years combined.
It's crazy.
Unreal. They were making so much money and they tried to hide it.
Yeah, that's what happens a lot of times.
It's not a good move.
That's what tax evasion is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know, but they're facing big time, not like 1 or 2 years. We're talking 15 to 20 years.
Yeah. You're talking 8 or 9 probably a piece, and they're famous. They'll probably do like 1.5 years or so. I bet you they get put in, though.
Do you think they go to like one of those softy prisons where they play tennis?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
I mean, they're
definitely not going max.
Like, what's their situation?
I don't know. I saw some crazy stories about max. You see the guys that were like, those guys that were like killing each other and stuff?
Yes.
I see. Here's the thing about prison to me.
What?
Is that if you go in and you have nothing to lose, like, is the guys that were doing the bad stuff, like who did the killing, they were in for life already.
Yeah,
like,
what
do you have to lose?
They were already convicted of murder, and so they...
They killed 4 other people.
Yeah.
And not even to go bad, but it's like, you should just separate the people like that into their own little... world.
Yeah.
Because these other guys were getting out in like 1 year or 2 years.
Were they really?
That's
yeah.
Sad.
That's so sad.
A couple of them were getting out in 2020. One was getting out in like 3 months.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. I saw there. How about this story? A gambler, he's there.
Oh, this is.
Oh, you hate this story already?
This is the most unbelievable story you're ever going to read.
It's pretty crazy.
It's not the most unbelievable one ever, but it did even irritate me. So he's there, and it's a dude, right? And. Right, because another guy?
Yeah, it was a guy.
And he had a girl with him. Mm-hmm. And he put the money in, and she hit the button. He put his money in, she hit the button. They won a $100,000 jackpot.
Yeah.
Well, because she pushed the button, she got the money. And now she won't give it back to him.
No, yeah. That's wrong.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it stinks.
I said, are you kidding me?
He says he had her hit the button for luck on his $50 bet. That turned out to be an unlucky, unsavvy move. Part of a statement from Hard Rock said, the person who pushes a slot machine button or pulls the arm is the person who wins the jackpot. Flotto says Navarro took the 100 grand.
I said, Marino, what are you doing? And she gets up and walks out.
Wow.
I can't believe that. That's so wrong.
He's 66. She's 35. And he's just trying to impress her. Uh-huh. Hey, look at me. I can play $50 slots. Look how rich I am. Okay, I'll push it. Boom. Goodbye.
Oh. Right.
Here's the thing. When a gold digger digs, you can't get mad at the gold digger for digging.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Like, don't hate the player, hate the game. It's not right. But
does the player feel like maybe she should share a little bit?
Apparently she doesn't. Nah. She's good.
Terrible.
Like, that's a terrible story. Mr. Bobby Bones. You know, my birthday was 8 days ago. And so, Eddie, did you have a present for me?
I got it. It finally came in.
Wow. It dropped.
Do you want it now?
Yeah, I'll take it now. I appreciate the gift.
Yeah, you're
welcome. Just kind of ready for birthdays to be over.
No, my dad and my sister do this. They have birthday months, so I figured
But I don't. I don't even like birthday day.
Oh.
Like, I would designate a good 60 seconds and let everybody get out of their system, and then I'm just good. But I appreciate the gift. Give me a gift.
Did you get your Yeezys yet?
Amy
has not
dropped.
Given me the Yeezys.
Okay.
Did you get me anything?
Yeah, I did. Lingerie.
That's not real,
Bobby,
though.
How could you forget?
Oh. Okay.
Just to remind you that we appreciate you were born 37 years ago.
It looks like a bar of soap. Let's see. We got a box here.
Yep.
Inside the box is an iPhone 6.
Yeah.
That's not what
Open it up.
Is it candy?
Check it out.
It's not candy. Oh, it's guitar picks.
With
my name on them. Yay.
Dude, that's for you and for the fans. When you go play shows, you throw them out like a rock star.
What do they say?
They say Bobby Bones on them.
Why not Raging Idiots?
Well, no, because those are yours. I have my own.
Oh, you got some that say Eddie?
I have producer Eddie picks.
That's what it's all about.
And then Bobby has picks, too.
That's funny. Okay, thank you. And then a record here of...
Dude, check it out.
Nirvana. And a digital download card. What record is this?
Oh.
Is this like your greatest hits?
I thought Nirvana was your jam.
It is.
Nirvana is your jam, and that has all the songs on them, like their major songs.
That's why I said like your greatest hits. Hey, I appreciate that.
Yeah. What do you think? So, dude, sorry, the picks took forever. It wasn't anything big. Like, I don't have any Yeezys coming or anything.
No, that was Amy.
But the picks took a long time to get here.
I appreciate it. I'm not big into gifts. But thank you for the gift.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Hey, and now you be a rock star with your picks and throw them out. And then everyone's like, I want a pick.
You act like you're not big into gifts, but then you're like, gift.
Only because I just like competitions.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, Nada, what did you get him?
The worst thing that could have...
Okay, Nada.
What?
What'd you get him?
Nothing.
See, this is the problem. Goodness.
Array, what'd you get? What'd you get, Bones?
I didn't get him anything.
Oh, Mike D, where'd you get him?
No. He got him a nameplate.
Man,
Mike D got me a bunch of stuff. But it's at the point. I don't care about the gifts, but when you guys make anything a game, then I'm into it.
Yeah, I didn't win the game, obviously, and then I was really late.
I love that. That's awesome.
My favorite part's that you got me picks, but then you also got you picks, too.
Well, I've had mine, and I thought, like, Bobby needs his own picks.
I wouldn't say need, because nobody really cares, but I appreciate the thought.
Yeah, you're welcome, Bones. I got you.
How much do these cost?
Well, they're about 100. They're probably like $45.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
They're that expensive?
Yeah. Take one.
Woo! There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to pick.
There you go. Take one.
Hey, yeah. You only have to play a whole song, and you throw the pick out.
Wow. Those are big picks.
Wow.
And then the whole crowd fights over them, like, give me the pick.
Can I see your Yeezys? Let me get your Yeezys.
Y'all are really funny.
Amy bought me some Yeezys, apparently.
I got you other things, too.
For my birthday. But they're not here yet.
So I gave you a framed picture of yourself wearing Yeezys. It was more like, hey, these are coming, but I did get you other things.
You gave me a framed picture. Why do I care? I'm not even arguing about this.
This is us. We always turn it into a game.
I'm not trying to turn anything negative. I appreciate the gift. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry I was a week late.
But I don't have it. You know what?
And a day late.
You know what? It's 350 days early.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, you missed this year, but
that's
you got
what I'm talking about.
That's what you're good for next year.
Yes. I'll be a week late next year, too.
You didn't even put his face on the pics?
Relax.
Okay, Lunchbox.
Hey, am I Yeezys? Oh, then I hear it. Then I hear it. Okay.
Dang.
Do you guys want to Never Gonna Get It real quick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. I don't think you get it, but Lunchbox, you can always have it that first shot.
All right.
The average American has not done this in 9 years. There you go. Average American, I'd say we're all pretty average Americans. They haven't done this in 9 years. Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. Up for grabs, a box of picks that say Bobby Bones on them.
No, come on. No, you're supposed to hand them out one at a time.
Oh.
Like at your shows.
That's funny.
That's not funny.
For those that didn't get to the last segment because
they missed out big time.
Yeah, if your station doesn't run all of our segments, Eddie gave me a box of, it was really
personalized guitar picks with your name on them.
That's very rock star.
Very rock star.
That's funny.
And a record.
And a record.
Nirvana record.
That's right. So 877-77-BOBBY. You get the box of pigs and a free record.
So rude. And lingerie. Yeah.
The average American hasn't done this in 9 years. Lunchbox?
Oh, it's easy. Gone on vacation.
Gone on vacation.
Hit it, ding.
Gosh, you got it.
Wow.
What?
Ding.
No.
I know it.
No.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Would you be willing to risk double the snake
timeline? No chance.
The snake.
I hate the snake. I don't want anything to do with the snake. No, but that's it. It's gone on vacation. Right. Hit the ding.
Show me. Gone on vacation.
Wow.
Sorry. All right, never going to get it. Question is, the average American has not done this in 9 years. Amy, take a shot.
Owned a home phone.
Oh. Incorrect. Lunchbox, go ahead.
Man, I drive by this a lot, and I don't understand who goes into the public library.
All right. Could tell already where he was going. No.
I got it.
You do?
Yep.
Go.
Listen to a CD. Hit. Oh.
What?
No.
9 years?
Yeah, come on, dude.
Dang.
Get with the program. Joe. Joe. Hello. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. What do you think? Not 9 years.
Hey, I'm going to take a complete shot in the dark and say... used Whiteout.
Wow,
that's old school.
That's a blast from the past.
I used Whiteout recently.
That's cool.
Oh, you have used recently. Yes. So that eliminates Joe.
Yeah.
That's not right, Joe. But thank you for calling. Let's go over to Tyler in Realtown, Alabama. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, Bobby. What's up,
man? We're just doing the show Monday. Glad to be back. We're doing this game now. What do you think? 9 years.
I'm gonna go with Locked On to AOL.
Wow.
Bang, 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 bang.
No, not though. Appreciate the guess. Never gonna get it. Anybody else have another quick?
Yeah, I got one. Yeah. Got an oil change.
What?
Holy cow. That may be why your car is as bad as it is.
Oh, is that too long?
I got it.
Eric in Mobile, Alabama.
Hey, how's it going, Bobby?
Good, buddy. What do you think?
Riding a bike.
Anybody else have riding a bike?
No.
No.
But
kids do that every day.
I have a transportation.
Oh.
The average American has not done this in almost 9 years. How do you feel about riding a bike?
I think it's right.
You do?
No,
really?
That's not right.
That's solid.
I thought that's it.
That's it. Oh. That's solid.
Americans.
Congratulations, buddy.
Sweet. Thank you.
Eric, can you hold on a minute?
Yeah, man.
We'll get you a Nirvana record.
No.
Guitar picks.
Come on, man. It's my gift to you.
Oh, hey, what's that shoe do you wear?
What's that shoe do you wear? Oh, what size shoe? Where's size 12?
Okay, I can guarantee. When they drop, we can get you some Yeezys.
No, we can't guarantee him that.
Yeezys.
Oh, well, what about?
Oh, my goodness.
What about, do you like red lingerie?
Red lingerie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It just got weird.
That's what Lunchbox came up.
It got weird again.
At least it's something. It's here.
I gave Bobby tangible gifts. I'm not going to be put under.
It's
that.
Not even about the gifts.
Yeah. It's
By
not.
The way, okay. I will give you guys another shot here to win some of your money today.
No, I don't want a shot to win my money.
I didn't want my money.
Because here's what happened. Mike D went to Vegas, right?
No, you went to Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah, Mike D went with me. He had all the money the whole time. Every second of it, he had the money. I was not the accountant. And so I went up and gambled it and gave it back to Mike D. And we had two chips. And all the chips combined to be $1,000 once we doubled our winnings, right?
Yes.
Mike D brought the chips back, not the cash. So we're sitting here with two chips. And I spotted Amy and Ray the money, but they owe me one.
Yes, okay. They owe you something.
So they just want me to be late. I need a favor. I was like, I'll spot it. Even though it's not my responsibility, I'll spot it to you. Now, Mike D has got, you have the rest of the money here, right?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, so I spotted him the cash and he's holding it. I'll let you two compete for your money later today if you'd like.
Compete? We have to compete each other for it?
Yeah.
Question.
No. The loser doesn't get the other person. The loser doesn't lose their money.
Oh, what?
Wait.
For the whole money?
No way. I'm not playing that game.
That's the consequence.
It's like Hunger Games, man.
There's no way.
What?
Well, I mean,
you guys are already in.
Hungry. We got the money, but we owe you a favor. Like, for them, they have to compete. So the consequence is one of them loses it completely.
Yeah. Do you guys want to compete for your money?
Yeah.
No.
You can win double, though.
No, yeah. He would. No.
This is craziness.
I wouldn't win as much as I would lose.
Oh, yeah, because you have 200 in.
Okay, well, you can just compete for the equal amount.
I'm out. No, come on.
Then you have to send someone back to get your chips.
Y'all should have taken the money when he offered it the other day.
DJ Silver can do it. Ray's going at the end of the month.
No, DJ Silver went this weekend.
You missed that train.
And Cam played this weekend, too.
You missed that one, too. I'll give you a chance to compete for it.
What's the competition?
And George Strait was just
there. What's the competition? Go ahead.
Was it American History Trivia?
American History Trivia.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dude.
I think he's got me on this one, but I'm not losing my money.
Okay, all right. Just think about it, okay? Just think about it.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
This kid tweeted to Wendy's and was like, hey, how many retweets for a year of free chicken nuggets? And Wendy said 18 million.
What?
Yeah, they replied back to him, 18 million retweets. So right now he's at like 2 million retweets.
I'm going
to
retweet him.
Wow.
The selfie from the Oscars, I believe, is the leader overall with 3.2 million. And Wendy's just saying that to be funny. But think of all the free press they've got from this. Like, this is worth it to them. I mean, come on, one kid. Let's say he goes and gets chicken nuggets 3 times a day. It's no big deal to them. But he's trying to get 18 million retweets. It's funny, right?
So cool.
In about 15 minutes, we will debut We the Raging Idiots, our new parody of Body Like a Back Row.
Body like a back row, driving with my ass closed.
So that come about 15 minutes or so. I guess we have to retire Flask. We move on from one, we go to the other. So for the last time ever, this is the Raging Idiots Flask. You ready, Fake Luke?
I'm gonna miss it, y'all.
Last time. What are we gonna sing about?
A flask. Flask. That's what you sneak into a ball game on a Friday night. Flask. It's camouflage, which makes it your favorite. Flask. Boss man is keeping me at work and I need my flask. Wish I had my flask. beer at the concert cost $7.50. Good thing you brought in your own whiskey. Got it for your birthday with your name on the side. Front jacket pocket makes it easy to hide. Oh no, it's Saturday. Kid soccer game, could it be wrong to bring it along? Wife says you can't, ma'am. I just want my flask.
Fast. That's the kind of car you want to drive when you're 16.
That one's over.
Fast.
Rest in peace, buddy. Flash. Good knowing
that's
you.
That's the kind of bonus that you want on your home.
New one comes out by 13 minutes or so. Speaking of snakes, because Wednesday is Lunchbox Snake Day. There was a python. Did you guys see it?
Oh.
On the Austin News, the big yellow one is 15 feet long. The guy lost. It was 15 feet.
How do you lose it?
It runs away and then it's like just gets out. Gone. Yeah.
I think he posted on Facebook like
he lets it run and like and then it just ran away.
Yeah.
It was a 15 foot yellow python. Oh. It was a monster. They ended up finding it.
Oh, they did find it.
They did find
it. Okay, good.
And all I thought was, wait, how big's a snake lunchbox is going to have to hold? Do we know yet? Hey, Morgan. Morgan's our head producer in the studio in there. How big is a snake? Do we know?
I don't have a specific footage, but it's a big snake.
It is a big
snake. It's going to take three people to, like, lunchboxes, two other people.
Oh, it's going to be one of those big old pythons.
So then everybody's going to help me hold it.
No.
Can't wait. If she said it takes three people to hold it, I'm not going to be able to hold it up.
Okay, whatever the case is, I don't care. You'll be holding a python for 60 seconds.
Oh!
You'll just go with it.
I don't care if 100 people have to hold it with you. You'll be holding it for 60 seconds. So, yeah, Daddy, the bigger the better. What do they request? They got 60 seconds to talk about it?
Yeah, they just want to give a little bit of snake knowledge and why people shouldn't be afraid of them before Lunchbox holds it.
Okay.
Oh. I'm already scared. Like,
he's tense.
There is no such thing as a good snake.
That's what do you mean?
Snakes, a lot of green snakes eat mice. A lot of bad things around your house that you have no idea about.
Well, they're not. Snakes aren't around my house.
Yeah, they are.
Cute.
They are.
You posted one like 2 years ago.
One was in my front yard in the bushes, and I didn't go back out there for a week.
You avoided your front
yard. What happened to you as a kid that made you so afraid of snakes?
I've just always been afraid of snakes. And I'll tell you what, one of the stupidest things my elementary school did, Summit Elementary, they would take us on a field trip to the snake farm. Like, what kind of field trip is that? That's the stupidest thing ever. Like, I would sit there with my hands in my lap and just be like, get these away from me, get these away from me. Such a dumb reward.
It's a reward.
Yeah, because you go on a field trip.
It's a reward Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh!
For bowling a 138. You could have had another shot, but you didn't choose to go with any of the other options.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It just wasn't. And my thumb. I don't know if it's ever going to heal.
Is it still bad?
Oh, man. Dude, it's still like a crater in my thumb.
I don't see anything.
Lunch's hands and his feet are all broken. Have you guys noticed that?
Yes.
He has some kind of weird thing with his hands and his feet. Like, if anything touches his toes or his fingers, they just break.
It's called athlete.
No, it is not called the athlete.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Chrissy Teigen paid for a woman's tuition at a beauty school. Her name is Mercedes Idney from Charlotte, North Carolina. She had started a crowdfunding campaign to raise money to go to esthetician school. On Friday, Chrissy Teigen donated the remaining $5,600. She follows Edney and took notice of the remaining balance. She said, hey, I've seen your passion for such a long time. I'm excited to fulfill your dream. So,
that's cool.
Chrissy Teigen, I see you. That's pretty awesome right there. I see you.
That was I See You. Bobby Bones Show.
You upset about that?
No, it's pretty cool, Chrissy Teigen. I mean, I think she's a pretty cool chick. Like, I don't follow her, but I see news stories. And I think she's pretty funny, and she handles, like, haters pretty well. Like, when people make fun of her, she makes fun of herself. I think she's pretty cool.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to say props to Chrissy Teigen. I see you. For being pretty cool.
Yeah, there you go. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter. If you guys want to follow over there, appreciate that. I'll say it's always tough to follow up a number one smash, you know? When these artists put out huge number one songs, it's always tough to come back with another one. And so Eddie and I, aka the Raging Idiots, it's tough. We just put out Flask, and it went to 1,013 on the charts. So we're pretty proud of that.
Oh, yeah, so proud.
For us, that was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, well, what are we going to do next? Can't just leave the fans wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, Sam Hunt has this huge song called Body Like a Back Row.
Body like
Everybody loves this one.
Driving with my
my eyes closed, I know every curve like the back of my hand.
And with all of us getting a little bit older here on the show, new Raging Idiot song called, is that a body like a back road? Body, what's it called?
Body feeling so old.
Body feeling, it's written, yeah. It's written wrong up here as well.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Body feeling so old.
Well,
okay.
It's new, so we're still trying
to we're still working out. Are we ready to try this thing?
Yeah, let's try it.
All right, here we go.
Raging Idiots world premiere.
Ugh, feeling so old. Back hurts, neck hurts. Oh, let me tell you a story. Cried a little this morning.
What?
I found gray in my hair.
Oh, man.
New wrinkle on my forehead. Back pain from a chair. Oh, I did a new workout. Sore for like 3 weeks. I finished in the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
But my junk still leaks. My body's feeling so old. These kids around me don't know that Justin Timberlake used to be in a band.
What? What?
I can't stop the aging. I remember paging. Now I have lots of kids and I'm driving a van.
Hey.
My body's getting older.
Hey. Oh, hey.
Come on.
Hey. Hey,
let me get some of that preparation. Hey, some of that multivitamin. You know what I'm saying? My body's getting older.
Hey, where'd the music go?
It's gone.
All right.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
Looks like your adoption party went well.
It did.
I did
so
see
fun.
Another guy there, though, and I was jealous.
Oh, like at the very, very end.
No, the whole time.
I saw him too.
Did you? Yes,
of course
I did too.
And my feelings were hurt because Amy was like, no guys allowed. And
oh, he was pretty cute. Are you talking about the 8-year-old boy?
Hey,
whatever.
He's a dude. You said no dudes.
Jake.
Hey.
Jake.
Yeah, we saw him.
Go ahead. Who's Jake? We need to know about Jake.
Guys, confession. Yes, Jake. He was a last minute addition. One of my sister's good friends who I've known since I was probably 10 years old. She drove in from Memphis, but she had to bring her son, Jake.
Well, my girlfriend and he was maybe there. Had to bring me.
Right.
But I wasn't allowed.
No.
Eddie wasn't allowed.
Yeah, we
I wasn't allowed.
Lunchbox, you did get a thank you, though.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Like,
you want to hear it?
Instagram.
Shout
here
out.
We go. Here. Amy did a thank you on Instagram to Lunchbox
yes.
for his gift.
Yeah.
And Lunchbox and his wife got coloring books. And then all these books.
Okay, wow.
Wow. They're Jake approved.
Oh, they're all classics.
He's
all
my classics. Kid approval. Jake. Jake, are you approving?
No.
Give me a thumbs up.
She also rubs in our face that Jake's there.
Yeah,
right?
Jake's there. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I know. I didn't really think about how y'all would take that, but I guess.
Yeah, we took it hard.
Oh, shoot.
I saw a picture of all the gifts, and I thought, and I asked Lindsay, I said, hey, all these gifts that Amy got, didn't she know she was going to get them because you registered for them? But she was like, so many people brought so many extra gifts, too.
Really? And the book thing wasn't a registry thing at all. So that it was in addition to the gifts, there was the books. And then, yeah, people did extra, like clothes and things I didn't think of, like, you know, that kids need, like, underwear and cool, like, night lights that help kids sleep at night to comfort them. Like, stuff I, just me not being a parent, I knew nothing about, but they know, and so they shared. Like, this is cool.
What'd Eddie get you?
Oh, yep. Eddie Jr. and Junior, they picked stuff out. Books, mm-hmm. and then these super cool balloon things. I don't know what they are, Eddie. You'll have to explain.
Yeah, it's like water balloon makers.
Water balloon makers.
They're gonna love them.
But,
oh,
great. Like,
Eddie's
legit.
Just trying to get you good stories now to come in and be like,
the kids. There's water all over the house.
Lunchbox?
Lunchbox got the books and, ooh.
Everybody got your books.
Yeah, but there was a couple of different things in the bag. I can't remember everything. Don't put me on the spot for guests.
Yeah, that's cool.
We'll come back. Think about it. We'll come back and we'll see.
Bobby, I know you got it.
We'll come back and we'll see what you got. Think what Lunchbox got you.
I know he did.
So was it Massachusetts over the weekend? I got a bunch of stories to tell you. But the first one was, we finished, Lindsay and I, watching all 201 episodes of The Office.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy. It was 9 seasons. And I was like, this is my favorite show ever. And so we watched every episode. It was 201 episodes.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's dedication.
It's a lot.
Big time.
For her, not for me. Because I've seen it all before. And she watched every episode. And at times I wondered, like, did she even like this show? But we watched the final episode and she was crying.
Oh, wow.
And so I Snapchatted at the end here. She's crying the whole time, but she doesn't want to talk.
We just watched all The Office 201 episodes. How do you feel?
It's so sad.
Are you crying?
Yeah, I'm crying.
Why are you crying?
Because it's sad.
Why is it sad?
It's so sad.
It's over?
Mm-hmm.
It's like our friends.
Wow. You don't do the, like, hey, stop crying. Come on. It's not that big of a deal.
No.
No.
Oh, man. I do that all the time.
Oh. Maybe.
Maybe later. Maybe when y'all are married for, like, 15 years.
Maybe that's later on down the road.
I'm like, come on. It's not a big deal. It's just a show.
Keep crying so I can Snapchat it.
Exactly. It makes a better Snapchat when she's crying.
Okay. I got it. I got
that. But that's something Bobby loves The Office, so he probably likes that Lindsay's into it.
Yeah. I did. I was glad that she wasn't annoyed by watching all 200 episodes. So that's what we did. Oh, man, I have so much. So we did Boston. I did Boston on Friday night. Did a stand-up show. On Saturday night, I went to Western Massachusetts. It's like Springfield, Northampton area. I'm going to tell you what happened. So I walk out, and, you know, I play my music that I walk out to, and it's like, all right, man. And so it plays, and the crowd starts clapping. You can always tell by how the crowd starts clapping how rowdy they're about to be.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the crowd's ready to go, man.
Really?
Like, rowdy?
Yeah, and the thing about a stand-up show is it's not a band. It's one person talking, so if people are making noise, it throws everything off,
yeah.
And people get mad. If someone's talking, it's like a movie. Like, compare it to a movie. If you're watching a movie and somebody's talking or somebody's on their phone, other people get really upset. People start yelling at each other. So it's a theater show, and it's just me. That's why it's called Funny and Alone. Like, I have this show with all you guys. I have a band, The Raging Idiots, with Eddie and myself and a couple other friends. And then this is just me doing stand-up, so I'm alone. And some people start talking, and some people are yelling at them, and I'm like, oh, man. These 8 o'clock shows, I got to move them to 7 because people get too drunk.
Oh, it's too late in the night.
So, okay, fine. First of all, on the bottom level, a fight breaks out. I've never had a fight break out.
Ooh.
Just straight up a fight. People are, like, punching each other, and I'm like, whoa.
Was it a good fight?
I don't stop the show because I can't really see out there because the lights are so bright and it's dark. There are probably 1,400 people at this show.
Oh, my God!
It's a theater show. It's a normal show.
Yeah.
And so they're probably, the bottom level is probably 800 or 900 people. And back in, like, the back third of it, people just start going at it. And I see security guards run out there. And I'm like, whoa, like, what's happening here? So they fix that fight. All of a sudden, up in the top level, up in the balcony, something else is happening.
Oh, boy.
And I hear someone go, I'll shoot you. And I'm like, oh.
What do you do at that point?
I stop the show.
Just stop.
I stop the show, and I'm like, I'm going to stop the show because I can't keep talking and telling stories and jokes if people are fighting and screaming, I'm going to shoot you. And
threatening people.
Cops come. And I posted pictures of all this because unless you were there, you just wouldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So on my Twitter, you can see pictures of the cops out in front of the theater. My buddy Mike was there, and he was up at the top because he has, like, our Funny Alone t-shirts. And he was like, and he wrote to me, he goes, hey, I saw what happened. He said, I told a joke. I'm not going to tell the joke, but I'll tell you what the joke was about, right?
Okay.
So your joke triggered this?
First of all, alcohol triggered it, okay?
Okay.
But the joke made someone mad.
It was a mixture.
Yes.
So controversial.
I've always wanted a thing to happen. I just didn't want the thing to be someone was going to have.
Yeah, really want someone to just, like, give birth or something.
So I'm like, okay. So I'm talking about Uber drivers, first of all. And I'm like, you got to be careful with Uber drivers, blah, 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 because they could be kind of creepy. Then I'm talking about guys that just have mustaches, just a single mustaches. And I'm like, you got to be careful with my guys. Then I'm talking about if you get an Uber driver with a guy with a single mustache, you'd be creepy. So whatever, it's this whole joke, right? And so apparently there was an Uber driver with a single mustache.
Oh, no.
Up in the top row.
Oh, no.
So he got mad at the joke. Someone yelled at him and said, hey, it's a joke, relax. He starts screaming, I want to shoot it. Oh,
no.
The whole, and
way.
So.
The Uber driver did?
Listen, man.
Apparently.
I don't know.
A single mustache Uber driver would look creepy. Shocker.
I don't know.
So you're offending your audience.
I don't know. And so I just sit down on the stage, and I'm like, and then there's a picture. Someone took a picture of me. I'm like, I'm not leaving the stage. I'll just sit on it until everything calms down.
Did you feel safe just sitting there all vulnerable
like
that?
That's what
I would have ran off.
It was way upstairs. And here's the problem. If you leave the stage, they may not pay you. So
okay.
I was like, I'm not leaving the stage. So
I'm still getting paid.
I sat down. And so what happened was then I stood up, and I'm not kidding, the speaker popped. It goes, boom! And I was like, oh, my goodness! I thought someone, listen.
You, like, took cover?
There had just been someone yelling, I'm going to shoot you, and I hear a big pop, and I'm like, ooh, it scared the crap out of me. I didn't leave.
Well, yeah.
Finished the show. By the end of it, it was just like, I had Walker Hayes and Nikita out on stage, and we were just playing songs. And it was, I think people still had fun, but it was the craziest night. And then by the end, it was like, hey, they told me, so you shouldn't go outside and meet people. But that's just what I do. And so I go out, and this is afterwards, after I packed up and everything.
Well, here after the show.
Woo!
Everybody
anybody a problem with this? Not say, I will not shoot Bobby.
I will not shoot Bobby.
And they didn't.
That was nice of them.
They
saying
didn't.
It with such enthusiasm.
It was great. I've never experienced a crowd like that.
That is.
Some of the, and I felt bad because some of them wanted to come and just come to the show and, yeah. and have fun. And some of them were just out of control, man. But when someone starts even just yelling something about shooting, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No. Like, you just, that just not a thing.
So are you going to keep that joke in your monologue?
Yeah, of course.
What's it called? Is your monologue just your opening?
No, it's just the, it's just the act. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you're keeping it.
It's a joke that goes into a song, too, and then I start singing the song. Oh.
So did you skip the song?
It was, no, I played the song after they sat down. I was like, well, I got to play the song now. I called Mr. Uber Driver. And so I started playing the song.
That's amazing.
Not really.
It is. No, I mean, it's...
The whole thing was nuts.
It's a good story.
It was...
Nobody got hurt.
No, but I don't think they did.
Thank goodness.
There were two fights,
though. That's what I'm
saying. It's just not good. I know that people want to drink and have a good time. The theaters want to sell lots of alcohol, mm-hmm. but man, it got... I thought the Boston show would be the rowdy one. They were amazing. The Northampton show, they just came... It was like a... I thought it was a wrestling match or something, because they just went at it, man. So that happened. It was exciting.
I'm glad everything's
if you go over to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, you can see the tweets and texts people are sending me because I saved them. And the cops are awesome. But you just hate for cops to have to come out to any sort of show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like a house party.
Yeah. No.
Or you don't want them coming in the
it
house.
It was spoken word.
Spoken word.
I mean,
cops are like, we just got a call to the Bobby Bones Funny and Alone to the comedy show. Like, it just doesn't seem like you'd need cops.
I went over to a place to eat before, and it was called Local Burger.
They
had something called Captain Crunch chicken tenders.
Talk about it.
Fantastic. It's one of the greatest things I've ever put in my mouth.
So it's like salty sweet?
Wait. So what is it? Like crusted with Captain Crunch?
Yeah.
Crunch berries?
No, the crunch berries are a whole different thing.
Just the crunch.
It was just the Captain Crunch. But it was Captain Crunch chicken strips.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
It was amazing. Yeah.
I can't believe you ate it. I didn't either.
And I don't even like have cheat days where I'm like, once a week I'm going to cheat.
Right,
but if something's worth cheating, I cheat. And it's worth it. And I ate all of it. Yeah. Shout out Local Burger. Not shout out fighters.
No.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
So we were talking about your adoption shower earlier. Do you remember what Lunchbox got you now after deliberation?
Yeah, the coloring books, colors, and the books. Like reading books.
Was that on the registry?
No. It wasn't on the registry, but the registry was sold out.
Yeah, it was sold out.
So,
it sold out fast.
So we had to get colored pencils and some coloring books, something kind of neat, and some cool little books. And
do you feel like your kids are going to have too many toys when they get here?
No, a lot of the stuff is stuff that they need in learning things. It's really not a ton of toys. So a lot of the play stuff, toy things, are outdoor activities, like basketball, soccer balls, soccer goals, things like that.
Are they good at anything already?
I feel like my son has a pretty good arm. Not going to lie.
But does he play anything?
No, they don't play anything. Sometimes they play soccer, but there's no grass at the orphanage. It's just like random concrete bits. They could never get like a legit soccer game going, no. They kick it around, though.
So what else happened at the party?
They surprised me with this video for my kids, which was a super special moment. And it was just a montage. They tried to get the kids to answer certain questions for me about me. And they asked them what their favorite thing was. And my daughter said she loved my hair and my eyes. And I thought that was really sweet. And then they put it to Dear Mama, Tupac, the music in the background. So it's like this awesome video of the kids with Tupac playing. I loved it. And then we played games like my own custom reverse charades.
Your own what?
Well, you know reverse charades.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the game that you can actually buy. But my sister just made her own version where she held up like things I'm going to encounter now that I'm a mom of a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old. And then everyone would have to act it out and I would have to guess. And then my sister made a Mad Lib.
So well, like, give me an example of those charades game. Like, what will you have to encounter?
It was like little things like treehouse. Like, my kids are going to want to build treehouses probably. Or, you know, monkey bars. Like, little things that they do. Soccer. Touchdown.
I'm just trying to get the whole feeling here.
We weren't invited.
I'm just trying to feel it.
It was awesome. And then the Mad Lib was super funny, which my sister, she does custom ones. It was my only request that she do that. Three of my mom's like best friends flew in for the shower to represent on behalf of her. And I think that's probably one of the most special things that's ever been done for me. Like, they did not have to do that at all. And they just thought it was super special because obviously my mom can't be there. Food. Oh, the food was so good. And then we had a spontaneous dance party at the end. Like, we were all cleaning in the kitchen. And next thing you know, we're like telling our little Amazon Echo player, just like throwing out songs and requesting it. So we didn't get a lot of cleaning done. Needless to say, we just danced. Like, it was just a really fun time. Top, one of my top nights of my life. Because I never had a baby shower because I've never been pregnant. And I feel like baby shower is probably up there. And all of a sudden, I was having a shower for two kids that are about to be in my house and people just gathering together. I felt like I was sprinkled with just love. And I just know my kids are loved, period. Like, it was just great.
How many people came?
Golly, I don't know. Maybe like 30.
Wow.
Wow.
And, well, Jake. One boy named Jake.
Oh, better bring that
he
up.
Was yeah. Eight, yeah. He was 8 years old.
There was a dude there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We act 8. What's the difference?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. All y'all's girls were there. Did they have a good time?
They had a blast. My wife said she had a great time.
Had a good time.
I just wish I would have been there.
You were, yeah.
You know, just shared it with you.
Just to show support.
Felt like I missed out.
What about you, Bobby? Did Lindsay have fun?
She had a good time, yeah. Really good time. She left just to come back. Like, she bought a plane ticket.
That was super sweet. I saw that.
Yeah.
I know. I thanked her again. I was like, whoa, thanks for coming. Because I saw that I didn't know she was going to play the show with you the day before. So that was super cool.
Yeah, we didn't. I mean, she didn't go to play. She just kind of came to come.
Oh, to support you?
Yeah. And then she was like,
man.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Mr. Bobby Bones. Ooh, Debbie in Springfield, Massachusetts. How are you, Debbie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Hey, were you at the show Saturday with all the hubbub?
Oh, my God. My husband and I were there. First of all, we had a fantastic time.
Well, thank you. If you're just turning the radio on, I did a stand-up show in Western Massachusetts, and there were a couple fights in the crowd. Somebody yelled they were going to shoot somebody. I had to stop the show at some point, and I just didn't want anyone to go home upset or, like, mad at me.
Nope. I thought you handled it very well. I thought it was hysterical. You sat on the floor.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't getting shot, and I wasn't going to have anybody. I just sat down, got low. You know, get low whenever mm-hmm. something goes out.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Yep. So, yeah. But you left, and you were okay, huh?
Yep. We left. We walked. There was nothing going on outside when we left. So we walked to the garage, and we had a great time.
All right. Well, good. Well, thank you for coming, and I hope you laughed and had a good time.
We did. We really did.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's good news, right?
Cool. Yeah.
You never want someone to go home sad because there was someone yelling they were going to shoot someone in a theater, you know? Who made the John Wilkes Booth joke earlier?
I did.
Too soon, Eddie.
So way too soon.
Way too soon. Way too soon. Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Eddie's talking about a Bobbycast. It's a show I do from my house. And so I did one with Lunchbox and Ray, but not at the same time.
Yeah.
So they each had about 40 minutes each, and I talked to both of them. You listened to it last night?
I did. I finally went on one of those night runs, and that was so entertaining. There were just so many stories that I didn't know about Lunchbox from the very, very beginning of the show.
Yeah, we've been here like 20 years, huh?
Feels like it.
And that's what it felt like. You guys just being like, dude, remember when we did that? And you guys are like, dude, I forgot about that. That's so cool.
The one thing that we still kind of wince on is when he went to jail.
Yes.
Yeah. That one's still tough for us to talk about.
But there are even still parts of that story that you forgot about or didn't know details of it.
Yeah. Well.
So it's pretty cool. Good listen.
We record it and I didn't think anything about it, right? I put it up. And so if you go to iTunes and search Bobbycast and subscribe, and you can listen to that one.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of artists, like Maren Morris has done one, Kelsey Ballerini. Mostly it's that, and it's songwriters.
Yeah.
But it was Lunchbox Half and Ray Half. And then I see Lunchbox and Nada get into a Twitter fight over it.
Oh, boy.
What?
I got a question.
Yeah.
I don't understand what I did. I said no comment. Ray calls her a name, and she has no problem with that. But I say no comment, and I am the worst person in the world.
Hold on. Here's what we
There's
learned.
Also this on the podcast, yeah, too.
This is what I learned about Lunchbox. I already knew. And people, because some of our our coworkers in New York came, and they were like, Lunchbox has a problem with all women, huh? And I was like, yes, every single woman that's ever worked with us has had a problem with.
Yeah.
And you can tell in the Bobbycast because he goes through. And we didn't even talk about Elena.
Yeah.
Because you'd have definitely been like, ugh, to her too.
No. Elena and I were friends. We just had one time when she got mad at me for something. But
with every new person on the show, though.
He says that everyone new tries to come in and act like they're the bomb.com.
Yes. And so that's why he hates everybody.
That's what he said on
yes.
the podcast.
Yes.
Okay. I still have to listen.
You have to listen.
I know.
Because he talks about how he didn't like you. He talks about how he didn't like
me.
Morgan.
He didn't
talks
like
about
me.
Eddie. He talks about everybody, how he just hates everybody.
And then
I'm Amy sure when it like, came to me, he was like, "Well, Amy didn't talk to me the first time I met her." No, I just know that's what he always says. He's been saying it for years.
Why were you and Nada tweeting back and forth in some Twitter fight?
I didn't tweet. There was no Twitter fight. I tweeted. He said specifically, and he said it before, that I don't do anything and that he could do my job because all I do is tweet. So I said,
Hold on. He says this about everybody's job, right?
No, he specifically says that I do the least on the show after Mike. So I tweeted, remember the one time Lunchbox said he could do my job? Hashtag alternative facts. And I linked to the video of me teaching him how to use Instagram.
She found a video from 3 months ago. I mean, this girl was searching for something like,
Do my job, Lunchbox. Go ahead.
Neither one of you can do either one of each other's
jobs. Let's just talk about the fact that...
Okay, relax. All right, Mike's down. All right, so Lunchbox went after more. Lunchbox goes after everyone.
Yeah.
We got to understand that. That's just who he is.
I mean, don't understand. I woke up the next morning, I'm like...
you're not innocent.
Your mic's not on because you wouldn't stop when I was talking. Go ahead.
I'm just saying... I woke up the next morning to like all these tweets. I'm like, what is going on? And there was all these videos tweeted. I'm like, man, I said no comment. Ray, on the other hand, said something totally a lot ruder than I did. No mention.
I didn't hear Ray's, because all I saw was tweets to me about what you said.
So you didn't even hear what he said?
I didn't listen to Ray.
Are you lying right now? Because your tweet said, I just listened to the Bobbycast, Lunchbox. Interesting.
Yeah, Lunchbox. I didn't say Ray. I stopped after you stopped talking.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, it gets better when Ray comes on.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good. It gets really good. You got to listen to the whole thing.
Well, anyway.
Oh, no.
Go to iTunes. Subscribe to the Bobbycast.
It is a good one.
It's really not. It wasn't supposed to be controversial. All I taught you is that Lunchbox has problems with every single person.
Yeah, I don't like the negativity that's just been brought in.
It was negative that was brought in. But...
I said no comment. There was no negative on my part.
That is the biggest, like...
But he was...
Nothing... That's not true, because after you said that, you went on and continued to talk about things. So don't say you said no comment, because
Whoa. No one's being... No one's being negative here.
I'm not being negative. The point of the conversation in
the Bobbycast was really just why Lunchbox has a problem with everyone.
That was the beginning of it. It was like, here's the beginning. Like, everyone knows that you're mean to them and you have a problem. Let's talk about it. Yeah. He was like, well, I just don't like them.
That's it.
I just don't think Morgan does anything.
Correct.
I think Eddie's stupid.
Yeah, Eddie didn't want to do anything for me at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, so, but he's fine with people now.
Yeah.
Most people.
No, not really. He has a problem with women.
That are thebomb.com.
Yes. Anyway, it's up there. Whatever.
Not all women.
Take him as you will.
I love women on our show. I'm a women's man. I'm a ladies' man.
I'm married now.
You were a ladies' man.
He does talk about that, too.
About what?
About being a ladies' man back in the day.
Anyway, it's up there. Whatever.
Can't wait.
Happy.
It's really a good listen.
I know. I'm going to go listen. I've heard about it from multiple people.
Yeah.
Have you? Oh, yeah. Multiple people in my life were like,
what did they say?
They said you definitely should go check out the Bobbycast with Lunchbox and Ray, that it was really entertaining.
Yeah. Even Ray starts shooting fireballs.
Oh, Ray. Yeah.
But...
Right. Apparently, Ray had to give an adjective for everybody or something.
I don't know.
He had to explain everyone in one word.
Okay.
How about...
Great. Can't wait.
Over the weekend, Matt Overton, who plays for the Indianapolis Colts and who works on our show, he went out on the road with Chase Rice. And Matt was like, hey, should I go out on the road with Chase Rice? And I was like, listen, if you're going out on the road with anybody and like you want to do it hard,
yeah,
go out with Chase Rice.
We did it.
And so how'd it go?
It went great, man. Yeah. Slept great, ate great, got some workouts in, partied hard Saturday night. Got it in, man. Great experience.
Is this something you'd like to do again?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Party hard or hard?
No. It was low key. Thursday and Friday, then Indy just went ham. We got it in.
What I don't understand is he lives in Indy.
Yeah.
So why not in one of these other cities? Like, he's at the University of Missouri, Columbia. Why not party with the co-eds at Missouri? Instead, he's waiting until his hometown and going, hey, let's go see Barbara at Jim's Pub, like where he always goes.
No, we had fun in Columbia. It was mom's weekend, so we had fun.
Oh, man. Mom's weekend?
Yeah, daughters like, bring their moms.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
So this is your last week of being here on the show.
Yeah.
Then you go back to camp, training for the Colts?
Yeah, go to Indy. Yeah, a week from today, man. Get back to work. Let's go.
So did you go sing with Chase at all? Did you go on stage?
I did.
What did you sing?
We did Cruise because he co-wrote that song. and that's kind of one of the songs he closes with. And he brought me on stage, had no idea that it was going on. I had a few...
Did you tell him you could sing, like when you sang on the show? Were you like, I'm better than you think?
That's why he brought me up.
Yeah.
But I had a few tropical waters that night, and had no idea that I was going on. Went on, took my shirt off because he gave me a Pat McAfee shirt to wear. Give him a little shout out. Then we sang Cruise together. Had fun, man. Tore it down.
Oh, boy.
That's awesome.
What's tore it down? What's the difference between tear it up and tore it down?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I get it. I get the reference. He
burned it down. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you meet any girls?
Where? Like, in general?
On the road.
On the road, dude.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, yeah.
A lot of girls?
Like, did you get any numbers?
Like, every night? Different girls?
I was security watch.
Yeah.
What?
I had a little fun with it. I did, like, I was the man that wore all different hats on the tour.
So, like...
So, I made sure things were cool, drank a little bit, had fun.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, I experienced everything. You know what I'm saying?
We don't.
No. So, did you take a girl on the bus?
I did.
There you go.
But not that... I invited folks on the bus.
Were there girls on the bus every night, like, nonstop girls?
Yeah, we had
fun. Yeah! That's why. Yeah.
I'm not a dog like that, though. So I just wanted to have a lively party. So I was the one that was inviting people and, you know.
Every night after the show, was it just like packed the bus with girls?
No. A lot of pre-show stuff.
Oh, before the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. That just gets the mood going. We set the tone for the night, you know.
Send our regards over to Chase.
For sure. His new album's going to be awesome.
All right. There we go. Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show. Here's what happened. I go to Vegas last week for the ACMs, and everybody pulls their money, right? And we pulled our money with all of us combined. We had $700. And everyone's like, put it on red. So gave Mike all the money. We go to Vegas, put it all on red. Boom, it hits.
This makes me sick to hear this story.
We all double our money.
Yeah.
And so Mike's never been in a casino before, so I give him the chips back. And he just comes home with the chips and not the cash. He didn't know the difference. So we have a couple options. One, we can mail it. DJ Silver could have taken it. You guys decided not.
Yeah.
Ray's going to Vegas. Ray said he would take the chips, right, Ray?
Yeah, in a couple weeks, month.
There you go.
He doesn't have any flights booked or anything. He just says that.
So I fronted the money. It was my responsibility to front the money. If anyone does, Mike, dude. But still, yeah, you know.
Feel that.
I said, hey, I'll front the money. So I gave Amy and Ray their money back because they said they'd owe me one. They don't want to charge interest. Who would do that?
Yeah, that'd be rude.
It'd be rude to charge interest. So what I do is I have some cash here. And how much cash? So this is the cash.
That's like, our money?
This would be lunchboxes, and this would be Eddie's.
Yeah, 4-2.
Right?
That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's definitely my
but
money
it's not
right
your,
there.
This is my money.
Yeah, but it looks like my money.
So it looks like my money.
I'm going to give you guys a chance to play for it, for this much. The winner gets that much.
Wait, what do you mean? That's the most I could get.
Yeah. There you take the rest.
And then what happens to lunchbox? I don't understand what happens to the lunchbox.
Then I'm still...
You're still down 200.
Yeah. So yeah. Here's $200 up for grabs right now.
Oh, boy.
Between you two.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
We're going to play a little American history.
No. We haven't decided if we're going to do this. No.
The winner gets it, and the other one's just still waiting for their money.
The winner gets it, and the other person forfeits their money.
No.
Not forfeit. See, lunchbox, you have to ask the details.
No. I'm not forfeiting my money.
No, that's our hard-earned money.
You could win an extra $200.
No, I couldn't.
Yes, you could.
No, because I still don't have my money.
But it's there, technically.
I am not.
Why are you doing this to us?
Yeah, you are.
I'll tell you what.
Tell you what.
Let's just play the game. And whoever wins gets this money, okay?
Okay, yeah!
No forfeiting.
We'll talk about that later.
No.
No, there's no forfeiting!
All right, here we go. Let's go. Question number one. American history.
Oh,
trivia.
Boy.
Why are we doing this?
How about this? You have to forfeit it, but it's at least on 30 days hold.
30 days?
I mean, because you already don't have it.
30 days?
You already don't have it, and Ray's going to be your lifeline to get it back.
This is so stupid.
Like, how did we get here?
Or is it?
Mike D forgot your money.
I understand that. And what? Now we're playing games for our money.
But you would not get it at all.
Like, 30-day hold?
You'd have to wait.
Look at it this way. In about less than 5 minutes, one of you is going to be $200 richer.
One of us.
No. We're already richer, but we just don't have the money in our pocket.
All right, here we go. Would you like to play yes or no?
Come on.
Yes or no, Eddie?
What do you say?
Man.
Yes or no, Eddie?
No forfeit?
No forfeit. But you have to
just
you
for
have
that
30-day stall, though.
All right, I'm in.
All right, lunchbox.
Do I get all my money?
This is what you get right here.
I'm in.
All right. Question number one.
Goodness, I'm going to fail. Right.
Who famously said, give me liberty or give me death? And if you miss it, you get a point subtracted.
What?
What? Wait, what'd you say,
Bobby? This is so strange.
Bobby,
you can you cannot give an answer if you don't know it, but if you miss it, you get a negative.
Oh,
You cannot.
That hurts.
You can say no answer.
You can like not answer.
You can say no answer and you get lose nothing.
I'm just FYI, I'm deflated right now.
Yeah, you just put a little twist.
Go ahead.
There
okay, I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Eddie.
Abraham Lincoln.
Lunchbox.
I have no answer because I don't know. I think it's about taxation, but I don't know who that is.
The answer is Patrick Henry.
Yes.
Eddie minus one point.
Minus one, Eddie.
So no answer.
Lunchbox.
Oh, I guess y'all are seeing how that works.
Yeah, I'm just going to go no answer all
the
time.
Now I understand the rules.
Who's on the $20 bill? Who's on the $20 bill?
Who's on the $20 bill?
Playing for cash here. Cash money.
I'm in for the win.
Representing. Nah.
I'm in.
All right. Lunchbox.
I have nobody. I did not write anything down.
No answer.
You're going to do this the whole game, aren't
you? Eddie is just dumber than I am.
Eddie.
All right, give me my point back. Thomas Jefferson. Oh, man, I'm so stupid.
Yes! Did he get it wrong? Did he get it wrong?
I'm like 99.9% sure that's wrong.
Who do you think it is?
I think it's Andrew Jackson.
It's Andrew Jackson.
Yes! Oh. I'm a 0-2.
That is a minus two. This is so dumb.
Eddie, you have to stop.
This is so dumb.
Stop guessing.
No, I'm going to have to keep guessing now.
What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Oh. Oh.
Oh, let me do more dramatic.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, I'm in.
Five
okay.
Seconds.
I'm in for the win.
Oh, he's going for one.
I'm going for one. I got an answer down.
Let's go to Eddie first. Eddie?
No answer.
Oh.
No answer. Oh, no.
That's okay.
Oh, he needs a lot of answer.
Come on, let's box.
1776. I'm right. That's a point. I'm up 3-0.
Is he right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm right. Go ahead. Ding it. Ding it.
First of all, you're not up 3-0. You have no points as of right now.
Yeah, but he has negative.
I know, but, but there's no 3-0.
I have negative 2.
This isn't a math quiz. This is a quiz? American history.
Okay. So you say.
Give me the ding.
There you go. 1776.
Thank you.
Oh boy.
There you go.
Eddie, how many points do you? How many questions? We're done.
No, we're not.
All right. What's the only U.S. state with a single syllable name? There's only one U.S. state with a single syllable name.
I don't even know what a syllable is.
Okay. Don't be silly.
Only one U.S. state. Ooh, we got the 5-pointer coming up.
No, there's no 5-pointer.
There is. Yeah, there is.
I don't even know how to do syllables.
Hmm.
I mean, I have a guess, but it's not worth it to me.
If you give a guess and it's only one syllable, then that's probably right.
I don't know what a syllable is, though. Like, I don't understand. Like, like when I say the state in my head, yeah. I don't know if there's a syllable or two or what. I have no idea.
Wait, what?
How do you not know what a syllable
right
is?
Guys, when you say the state in your head,
yeah.
I mean, I know there's multiple letters, but okay. I don't know
what's
where...
What's a syllable?
He doesn't know. That's what he's
it's
telling
like,
you.
What's a syllable?
If you ask me for the definition, yeah. I don't know how to describe it.
Okay. I need an answer.
Okay.
Let's go over to...
I'm in for the win.
Eddie.
Got nothing.
No answer.
No answer.
Lunchbox.
I wrote nothing down.
Yeah. What would you have said it was?
I would have said Maine.
And that'd have been correct.
That's Maine. That's it.
Oh! See, I just didn't know if that was a two
syllable.
That's
over. Like, it's over. You won, Lunchbox.
Yes! 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 Yes!
All I do is win, no matter what. I got money on my mind. I can never get enough.
Are you money, buddy?
And every time I step up in the field, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there! And they stay there!
Sorry,
so,
Eddie.
So
I knew it.
Sorry, Eddie. European
you
life, 30 days.
Lunchbox, you should share with Eddie. Right, give him half.
Go. Yeah, there you go.
It's only half my money. I still owe half.
That show on HBO, Big Little Lies.
Mm-hmm.
How far into it are you?
Oh, I've still just seen the one episode because my husband's not into it. I got to watch it like in my free time.
I watched the first episode last night.
Think? Were you into it?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's the first episode, so you're never really into the first episode of anything.
I feel like I wish you would give it another shot with me. Watch episode 2 at least.
But I had at least 3 friends over the weekend say it's one of the best shows they've ever seen.
Wow. That's good.
And it's only one season, period. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. There are no season twos.
Never?
No. It's just, it's like a mini series.
Oh, I did not know that. Yeah. I thought maybe they were just waiting to get picked up again or something. Oh, wow. That's cool. Okay.
So, yeah, I'll watch episode one. I liked it. I'll watch another one. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I will tonight, but I'll, but yeah, it looked. It's got some, like, Nicole Kidman's in it.
Mm-hmm. Reese Witherspoon.
And then the girl that's not, the Hunger Games knockoff girl.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yes. That is. She's not in Hunger Games.
Divergent.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's in, like, the, what?
Jennifer Lawrence?
No, she's like in the Hunger Games.
Junior varsity, Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay. It's a different book series that also got turned into
HBO?
A movie. Yeah.
I watched it online.
Yeah, I watched it later, but.
Do you have HBO?
I don't. I'll have to call someone.
You mean steal their password?
Well, just ask.
You want to borrow my password?
Yes, I would.
All right.
Did you see the number one movie over the weekend was The Boss Baby?
Oh, wow.
No.
Again?
And that 2 weeks? That's so awesome.
The Boss Baby's dominating.
Hey, my 9-year-old says it's good.
Yeah.
All right, so what's this movie about?
It's about a baby that comes from a factory in the sky. And he's
like where they make babies?
Yeah, and he's on an undercover mission to find out why people like puppies more than babies.
That's kind of a funny idea. So is the movie funny?
Yeah, it's so funny.
Like, did you LOL a bunch?
Yeah.
How long is the movie?
1 hour and 37 minutes.
Okay. For people that want to go watch this movie, like, what would you say is the reason why they should go watch it?
Well, first of all, because it's really funny.
Would you say the message is pretty good?
Yeah.
What is the message?
There's enough love for everyone in this world.
Is that true?
I don't know. It just says that.
All right, how do you rate this movie out of 5 stars?
5.
No, come on. 5 stars? What's the next movie you're looking forward to see?
Despicable Me 3.
Oh my gosh, there's another one of those?
Yeah.
All right.
So cute.
Why do you sound so sad?
This Despicable Me is like, let's go, let's get new movies.
Here's the thing though, I wonder though, because of the Despicable Me's, do you have to buy new stuff with all these movies too?
Yeah, there's always a new character that gets introduced.
So there's a new toy you have to buy.
There's a whole new toy line. There's a minion that they focus on that becomes
a new one.
Yeah.
Oh, they got you, huh?
They do. This is like their kind of version of Rocky for us. This is like they should have stopped at 3 already, you know, or 2.
Yeah, but Rocky didn't sell us action figures and all that stuff.
That's true.
So, yeah, Baby Boss is the big winner there. And Eddie's son says he loved it. My dog turned 14 on Saturday.
That's awesome.
Crazy,
so
huh?
Old.
So old. And there's still parts of him that's rocking, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't seem like he's 14. My dog's, like, breed only lives to, like, 10.
I know, that's why pretty it's awesome.
And he's 14, and he still runs around. And I mean, he sleeps a lot, too. But, yeah, I probably would, too. But he's 14, so in dog years, he's probably,
what
like...
Is that? Hold on.
300?
Was that 7? Is that 7 years?
I think it's 7 for, like, the first 6 or 7 years of your life, and then it starts to count, not as big.
If it's 7, he's 98.
No. It doesn't work like that. Oh, exactly.
It stops after a certain point.
It stops at a certain point, and then goes 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, okay,
I don't know who calculated that whole thing and figured it out, but...
Yeah, he's 14, so...
Probably the Aztecs.
Who?
They had calendars and stuff.
Oh, stop. How much money can you spend without consulting your spouse? They talked to a bunch of people. We've had this conversation before, but I think now, even now, we're at a different point in all of our lives. What do you think, Aim?
When my husband and I first started out married 10 years ago, it was around the $150 mark. $150 we would have to talk to each other.
What about now?
10 years later? Still 2 income, no kids. We bumped it up a bit.
Yeah.
Now we talk.
I heard how nice your house was.
Oh my gosh. My wife talked about it.
No, yeah. Lindsay was like, Amy's got the coolest house.
Yeah, that's what my wife said.
Made me feel like crap. I was like, wait, I thought I had it pretty cool.
That's what I said too. What about our house?
I know. She was like, oh no, but Amy's got the coolest. And I was like, I need to look back at Amy's contract. I need to see what kind of money we're talking about.
Or our husband wise.
Oh, that's true,
my
too.
My husband has a great job.
That's
and
true,
we haven't
too.
Had kids for all these years.
Yeah.
I heard that's an amazing house. That's all my wife said.
I heard about was like, house.
Me too.
You didn't see the house and the granite and the tile. Yeah. And I was like, what?
I know. I told my wife, I'm trying. Sorry.
Me too. I was like,
you guys.
Should I decorate more to impress you?
Yeah, I said, how was the party? She goes, oh my gosh. Amy's house was amazing. I said, what about the party? Well, she has upstairs where she has this little these desks put together, and it's so cool. And I'm like, and the party? And she's like, and the kitchen was so
funny. We didn't even talk about this.
No.
And when I said it, all three of us went, oh, yes.
You guys.
You must have the great. And I saw
Wait, how it's I
we'll be proud of it.
I
don't stutter, don't stammer.
Well, I don't know. I don't want it to be like, but I am.
The
really
weird thing is, I haven't been
home.
To this home of yours.
Me neither.
Because you've moved.
I moved. Yeah.
And so I haven't been there. You've only been to my house once.
True.
Yeah.
We should
change that. We should all go to everyone's house. We should do a tour.
We just all see each other so much at work. But it's like, you say that all the time.
Not me.
I listen. Whatever.
Eddie's been to my house probably like 10 times.
I've been there a few times, yeah.
But I moved to it. You've been to the other house a lot more.
The downtown, I was there a lot more than this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, we don't hide here.
But amazing house.
Oh, it's so amazing.
Amazing.
Amy, my wife loves it. She wants to move in with you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Everybody's welcome.
Okay.
Yeah, come.
So the party was good?
It was so awesome. Yeah. One of the top nights of my life.
And there were no dudes there. What about late at night when your husband got back and it was all girls, but your husband was still there? Did he get out and like party it down?
Yeah, he hung out. His mom was there. You know, they hung out a little bit. He played, practiced the saxophone because I rented one of those since that's going to be going down this week.
Amy's husband has played saxophone on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Because
can't
that's
wait.
His hidden talent.
Yeah.
Like, I have some audio of him trying. Should I play this? I mean, there's a lot of crowd.
I haven't heard it. You can't tell.
Hey, Kenny G, or is that your husband?
That's his hidden talent?
That was him warming up. That was his first time.
Oh, that was him just warming up.
Oh, okay.
That was his first time picking up a saxophone since eighth grade.
Wow.
And he would like to encourage all the kids to not quit, even if kids tell you being in the band's not cool, because he loved the saxophone, but his two best friends told him being in the band was not cool, so he quit, and he still regrets it.
How many cups of coffee can you drink before it starts hurting your health each day?
Three.
What's
four.
Like overdose?
Four.
Wow. Overdose?
I mean, kind of like on the other side of it. Like, you drink, and then you're like, uh-oh.
I would say after five cups.
Whoa, five?
That's a lot. Yeah, that's overdose. That's OD.
Four or five.
The current recommendation is four. Anything over four
is overdose.
It's like too much.
Wow.
But four, that just seems like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I drink three.
Do you drink that in one sitting, or is it like over the day? Like, I don't drink coffee, so I don't know. Do you drink? How many?
I drink coffee all morning, so like when the show ends, I'm done drinking coffee.
Do you guys see where Scarlett, I think it was Scarlett Johansson's, no, it was Emma Stone, said no to the prom kid?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She did.
I was so happy she said that.
Why?
Let's just stop this asking celebrities to prom thing.
She wrote a letter, right?
I think she wrote a letter or did it a video message, one of the two.
Okay.
And it was like, thank you, I'm in England. I just think we should stop asking celebrities to prom. It puts this weird stigma, because then what if someone brings a celebrity to prom who's like 27, but what if one like 16-year-old wants to bring her 26-year-old boyfriend?
Hmm.
Right.
Oh, I see what
well,
you're saying.
Celebrities get special.
No, but not.
Well, at 16, you probably shouldn't be dating a 26-year-old.
No, I agree. But
that's his point.
That's why you shouldn't bring us.
Yeah.
The rules should be whatever the rules are, and no celebrity breaking the rules. I did see where Kylie Jenner went to a prom.
Yeah, she showed up.
I just don't get the Jenner thing. Like, I don't get that. Like, Kim Kardashian, I kind of get, because at least I saw it happen.
Yeah.
And, like, she was Paris Hilton's friend, and Paris Hilton was super famous. And then she had the tape that came out, and so everybody was kind of fascinated with her because of that. And they started, and they really are, they did smart things and built brands quickly from, I don't think there's a lot of, like, she didn't have like a talent, like a tangible talent, but they figured out how to use her image. And
well, they capitalized on that big time.
But this, the Jenner thing, like, she's done nothing except be Kim Kardashian's sister.
Yeah,
right?
They were on the TV show.
They had a reality show, yeah.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian's reality show.
Mm-hmm.
So it all started because of Kim.
Yes.
It all started
because of Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton. I remember the day that when Bobby and Lunchbox and I were doing the show and I was doing the skinny, the Hollywood skinny is what I used to do, and some girl was in the news that was Paris Hilton's friend named Kim Kardashian. Like, we didn't even know how to say her name, and I remember that day. And then now it's like, look at them.
She's
now
bigger than Paris ever was. But Paris got famous because of The Simple Life.
Yes.
That TV show.
With Nicole Richie.
Uh-huh. That's
and then
school.
Paris had a sister too, right?
Nikki. But they were just the Hilton. But Nikki
they
never
were
wanted like
socialites.
Yeah,
interesting.
And they had a brother named Conrad.
They still do.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's still there.
He's still around. There was a.
They have hotels.
Flight that the woman was on. She had labor. Had the baby in the flight.
Yeah.
She was 28 weeks pregnant, so she was. It was premature.
Oh, she could still fly at 28 weeks, I think.
And she was experiencing contractions as the plane took off. And I bet you got to wonder to yourself, should I stop the plane? Oh, if you're like feeling them and you're like, oh no, should I say
something?
Did
you just hit the button?
Or just, ding! Or just let it pass. And the cabin crew helped her deliver the baby girl.
crazy.
Wow.
How about being on that flight?
There was a picture of the cabin crew holding the baby, and they're all like, hey.
Contrary to popular belief, women don't fall in love quickly.
What?
Men are more likely to declare love at first sight than women are.
First sight? Okay.
Well, I don't think men, they don't... I don't think men fall in love at first. I think men just want to hook up quicker.
Well, you know, you've heard those stories of like Chris Jansen. He says, like, man, he saw his wife and he was like, man, I'm going to marry her. He told his buddy, man, you see that girl out there? I want to marry her.
It just works out that way.
I think you said that about a lot of girls, and the one you do, that's the story.
And the story sticks.
Maybe. I've just heard that story all the time.
Like, for now on, I say that about every girl just so I can.
See that girl out there?
I'm going to marry her. I walk down, see that girl out there, Eddie? I'm going to marry her. Hey, Eddie, stand over there? I'm probably going to marry her. And that way, when it works, I'm like, I told Eddie.
That's true.
I was going to marry her. I'll play some
good point.
Now.
Smart.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
So give me your weekend in a nutshell.
Adoption shower. Family, friends, nutshell. I mean, people started arriving Thursday night, Friday, and then pretty much... That is like all we did all weekend. Food prep, everything, just getting everything ready. My sister was like Martha Stewart up in my house.
Is your house still a mess?
No, we cleaned it all yesterday. My sister's so sweet. She didn't, and my mother-in-law, they didn't fly out until 8 p.m. last night, and they purposefully stayed late to help me clean and organize all the gifts and get everything in order and make sure it's all good. Because I got to start writing thank you cards. Woo! Gonna be a lot. But I'm excited about it.
You don't have to write me a thank you card.
Yeah, don't worry about our thank you card.
Like, of course.
We know.
Yes, I know. I'm not a thank you card writer, for just gifts. No, I write thank you cards, but for things.
But the thank you cards.
You're good.
My friend had them custom made with a picture of my kids on the front. So cute.
Oh, okay.
I'll get you guys one. It's good.
Don't feel like you have to do any extra work.
But Bobby, and your gift deserves a thank you card. That was awesome.
It doesn't matter.
What was your gift?
What did you get?
It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Is it a car?
In a coat. It doesn't matter. In a boat. It doesn't matter. Bobby, I am.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What do you mean that's right?
Dr. Seuss?
I just got that as a book.
Oh, there's more?
Oh, there's something else?
Don't worry about
it. Was it a boat?
Let's just say Bobby goes... Learning, yay. Bobby actually signed the card, which I was like, that's awesome. So I had
what
the card, and then Lindsay had the card, and they gave books.
I know you got them.
What?
Okay, go ahead.
I know. I don't want to ruin it. I don't want
to. No, you have permission to ruin it if you want to ruin it.
You got him a computer.
You did?
Yep. That's what he got him.
Oh my gosh, they're going to need computers.
Whoa.
Right?
Whoa.
You got him a computer.
That's up to you, but my kids don't have computers.
I feel like for learning, aren't they going to need computers?
I didn't get Amy's kids' computers.
Man, you got them iPhones.
No.
It does that's have to awesome. Do with
relax,
learning.
Relax.
Bobby's like, yay.
I've
education.
Been doing something for a long time.
Yeah.
What?
It doesn't matter. I didn't bring this up. I'm out.
Bobby, I sort of have a confession about something. Yeah. I'll talk to you
go
about
ahead.
It later.
No, come on.
No, not now.
It's group therapy. Go ahead.
No, I got to look at something and then I'll get back to you.
What?
I got to figure out if, you know, you said you started something a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I even said that at the party when I opened the gift. I was like, oh, okay, this is something he's been doing, and it's been great.
Oh,
what?
But it's a trust fund.
College fund. Because you started it a long time ago.
A trust fund?
What do you need to look at?
A trust fund?
Do you need to have a talk?
Well, maybe we might need to have a talk about...
Are you saying that the money I've given to your kids for college you've already spent?
No.
She never put it in the bank.
Jerry.
She never cashed it.
Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
come on,
here's
confess.
The thing.
Go.
So this latest thing you put on a money order, do you know that expires?
Yeah, but you can just cash it and put it in the bank.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
So the other ones, So a money order, it expires after 90 days. So
wait, you have checks you haven't cashed? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't do that.
I know I can't cash it without talking to you because then you
he can go under.
I know.
Bobby could go under.
I gave you checks a long time ago and you still haven't cashed them?
Well, because I had them saved for the kids. Because it was
Amy,
them.
That's the craziest thing I ever heard.
Those are years ago.
That's money I've already spent in my head.
Well, I don't have to. I know.
What's wrong with her?
That's not smart.
No, it's not. It wasn't on purpose. What's wrong with me? It's not like I did it on purpose.
But
that's
not cheap.
I know, but it was part of their.
It's actually the opposite of cheap.
It was part of their education, so I wasn't really thinking. I didn't know if I should set up certain accounts for that or where we should put the money because I didn't want to spend
so
it.
So I'm out double, triple.
No, you're not out.
Yeah.
No. You don't have to do anything. You do not. No. But this is my confession. These are my confessions. I know. I just realized this yesterday, but I have the checks. from a long time ago.
So, and then I don't think they work anymore.
I know they don't.
I know they may not.
So, now you're asking for the money again?
You're asking him to rewrite checks.
No, this is crazy.
This is the weirdest thing. I did not.
That would be rude. So, but I have the money order, which I'm now I know, like, I better get on this money order because after it expires after 90 days,
the reason
it
was on a
money
order is because I don't want to find a check from me because it was from Lindsay and I.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's sweet. Okay.
Now, do you really like this one? Like, you're going to cash it? Or, like, you're like,
I can't believe you just kept money.
Stop acting like I didn't love and appreciate the first one. I was trying to figure out how to put the money in an account for the kids, but I can't create bank accounts.
I got you. Put it in a sock drawer.
No, I wanted to create accounts for them, but I can't until they're here. And that was a total. I messed up, but I have the checks.
Yeah, so rewrite them.
And then
start rewriting.
You don't have to rewrite them.
You should,
Amy,
though.
No, you don't.
I get it. It's sort of like when you open a restaurant and the first money you get, you frame it and put it on the wall like first dollar bill. So this was like their first money, so you didn't want to cash it, so you just put it on the wall.
No, that's not it.
How's your weekend, Lunchbox?
My heart was in the right place.
Man.
I did.
I'll tell you what, mine was not as exciting as that. I didn't find any old checks that you wrote me or anything like that. I mean,
I had them in a safe.
I mean, I went shopping for books.
Yeah.
For Amy's adopted children. Hopefully she'll open them one day, you know, and not just let them sit there, like the checks. But and then I had a soccer game, and we, you know.
He just goes sometimes.
I know. And, I know. He tries.
He tries.
Hey, I tried, you know. You guys, what about you, Bobby? I mean.
I worked. I did.
Yeah, you got to work for that money you have already spent.
I got to put Amy's kids at school.
You do not have to. It's very sweet of you.
Wow, I can't believe you ever cashed those checks.
I can't.
I mean, in a way, Bones, it's kind of cool. Like, you don't have to pay it.
Yeah.
But it was a gift.
And that's a moral dilemma
for
me.
No, it's not. There's no moral
dilemma.
No,
you got to let it go.
I'm freeing you of it. You are free like a bird.
That's pretty awesome.
Fly away.
I don't know.
Dear God, make me a bird. Get your bones on. This is a
Bobby Bones show. Hey. All right, we're going to go, but thanks for hanging with us here. We're back tomorrow. If you get a minute, you go over to iTunes or iHeartRadio and search for BobbyCast. And you can listen to the BobbyCast with Lunchbox. He did one, and Ray came in on the same show and did one. There's also one with Matt Overton from the Colts. Tonight, Ross Kofferman, who's a songwriter, is coming by the house, so there'll be another one up. So iTunes, subscribe, and you can like give it 5 stars and rate good stuff.
Okay.
I need all that.
I got to do the Lunchbox and Ray one today.
Oh, you haven't? Yeah.
No, because I had people in town all weekend. I got to play catch up, but
I've
heard.
Take a minute there.
I've heard.
Yeah. I was talking about it earlier. Take a minute there. All right, so thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you guys on Tuesday's show, BobbyBones.com.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18+. This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.